and then, you know, we have other closed session items to do later.
Sounds good.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
So, we need a motion then to go into closed session.
Would you like the item read first, Mr. Chair?
Certainly.
Item number 29 is an update on the lease and management agreement negotiations with the Milwaukee Public Museum. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Could we get Mr. Grady to give us an opinion on that, Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Let's make a motion first, and then we'll get Mr. Grady's opinion on the motion. Supervisor Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This committee may adjourn it to closed session under the provision of Wisconsin Statute Section 19.851EG for the purpose of the committee deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, investing in public funds, or conducting other specified public business, whatever competitive or bargaining reasons require, closed session. And for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel, which it will be, at the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene in open session and take whatever actions may be necessary.
Mr. Grady, we have a motion. Is this an appropriate time item to go on closed session on?
Mr. Chairman, yes, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. This marked the closed session for the provision just read. It is appropriate, I think, to do that, especially for the closed session for the reasons cited in the statute. I expect or would anticipate part of that discussion will be without the present form.
Correct. Okay. Then we'll be going into closed session if the motion is approved.
On the motion for approval of closed session, Supervisor Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion has been approved to go into closed session.